from age to age proclaiming, God the One, the Righteous Lord. In the world's despair and turmoil, one firm anchor holds us fast. God is King, His throne eternal, God the first and God the last. God has spoken by Christ Jesus, Christ the everlasting Son, brightness of the Father's glory, with the Father ever one. Spoken by the Word incarnate, God of God before time was, light of light to earth descending, He reveals our God to us. God is speaking by His Spirit, speaking to our hearts again. In the ages, Word declaring His own message new as then. Through the rise and fall of nations, one sure faith yet standing fast, God abides His words unchanging, God the first and God the last.
The congregation, please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord,
and you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner,
confess unto you all my sins and iniquities
with which I have ever offended you
and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God is our refuge and strength,
a very present help in trouble.
Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way,
though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea,
though its waters roar and foam,
though the mountains tremble at its swelling.
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God,
the holy habitation of the Most High.
God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved.
God will help her when morning dawns.
The nations rage, the kingdoms totter.
He utters His voice, the earth melts.
The Lord of hosts is with us.
The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Come, behold the works of the Lord,
how He has brought desolations on the earth.
He makes wars cease to the end of the earth.
He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire.
Be still and know that I am God.
I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us.
The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. We sing the Gloria in Excelsis in the hymn 948.
All glory be to God alone, forevermore the highest one, who did our sinful race befriend, and grace and peace to us extend. Among us may his gracious will all hearts with deep thanksgiving fill. We praise you, God, your name we bless, and worship you in humbleness. From day to day we glorify the everlasting God on high. Of your great glory do we sing, and to your throne our thanks we bring. Lord God, our King on heaven's throne, our Father, the Almighty O Lord, the sole begotten One, Lord Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, true God from all eternity, O Lamb of God, to you we take the whole world's sin away. Have mercy on us, Lord, we pray. You take the whole world's sin away. O Lord, receive our prayer this day. From God's right hand your mercy send to all the world your grace extend. You only are the Holy One, and over all our Lord alone. O Jesus Christ, we glorify you and the Spirit, Lord Most High. With him you evermore shall be one in the Father's majesty.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and gracious Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us steadfast in your grace and truth. Protect and deliver us in times of temptation. Defend us against all enemies. And grant to your church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The congregation may be seated. As I mentioned in the announcements, these three readings are traditional readings for Reformation Sunday. And the sermon will be based on each of the three readings, a little bit from each of the readings. We notice how in this first reading, it is John's vision of the end of the ages, what God has been doing and what God is doing throughout up to that time in this revelation is to bring the gospel to everyone. The first reading from Revelation chapter 14, verse 6 and going. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. And worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." Another angel, a second, followed, saying, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, she who made all nations drink the wine of the passion of her sexual immorality." And another angel, a third, followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and its image and receives a mark on his forehead or on his hand, he will also drink the wine of God's wrath, poured full strength into the cup of his anger. And he will be tormented with fire and sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever, and they shall have no rest day or night. These worshipers of the beast and its image, and whoever receives a mark of its name." Here is a call for the endurance of the saints, those who keep the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus. "And I heard a voice from heaven saying, 'Write this: Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from Romans chapter 3, beginning at verse 19. "Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood, to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. And we hold that one is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are the offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The congregation may be seated. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. What does this mean? I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, that I may be his own, and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. The congregation may be seated, and we sing the hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, 656.
And take they our life.
As I mentioned, this sermon is based on all three readings. But to start, I reread Revelation chapter 14, verse 12. Here is a call for the endurance of the saints, those who keep the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Endurance. We have different tasks in life at times that take endurance. Sometimes it's painting or working, harvesting for a day, making a long trip, driving. It's a long day, endurance for that day. Other times, endurance in an activity that's longer, maybe a school year, or perhaps a project at work that takes endurance to get through week after week after week until the project is completed. In the reading in Revelation 14, there is something that is mentioned that is good for us to think about. He talks about, in verse 6, the angel who flies overhead with an eternal gospel. An eternal gospel, which is proclaimed to all on earth. If it's eternal, it goes on and on. And it is good for all nations, languages, tribes, and people. And if you want to put down a heading for this section, number one in the sermon, endurance in the eternal gospel. Endurance in the eternal gospel. God doesn't call us to endure alone, or by our own power, or by our own wisdom. He gives the eternal gospel, which is good for all people, all nations, and all times and ages. And he calls, that angel called in verse 7, fear God and give him glory, because the hour of judgment has come, and worship him. Fear God, give him glory, and worship him. This is what we are called to do. And in Revelation, when we look at the whole context, we see that this section is talking about what God has been doing this whole time up to Judgment Day. And the angel says this is a proclamation of the eternal gospel. Then there's two other angels you see, both talking about judgment. And then that call for endurance in 12, verse 12. Here is a call for endurance of the saints. What are they enduring in? They are enduring in the eternal gospel. The trick of the devil is to try to take our attention away from that eternal gospel so that we don't endure it, that we forget it, that we don't know it, that we go the opposite way of it. But John sees in this revelation from Jesus, no, the eternal gospel is going out. And it's for all people and all times. And God calls us to endure in it. That is a Reformation theme. Enduring in God's word. Sorting out what is God's word and not what is not. In other words, the scriptures are God's word. There's other things outside the scriptures that aren't God's word. To put those aside, to set those as less important than the scriptures, God's holy word, and to endure in that. No matter what happens in life, to endure in that. That is emphasized all the more to endure in the gospel in Romans chapter 3. You could summarize those verses. Jesus alone saves. That is the gospel. Jesus alone saves. Those first couple of verses, verses 19 and 20, is very clear. Human works cannot please God. Human works, just on their own, whatever we think might be the good way or the righteous way, or whatever we think would please God, just with our own thinking, they cannot please God. We are sinners, and our ideas are full of sins. Even our best ideas are full of sins. So the law, who tells us what God wants, and yet our understanding of it is flawed, or our completion of the law is flawed, it can't get us there. It can't get us to perfect righteousness before God. This is one thing that Martin Luther struggled with in his life. He went to a monk, so he became a monk in the monastery so that he could try to obey God perfectly in a more holy way. So that even to the point that he would beat himself with a whip to try to make himself holy and repentant before God. And he saw it could not be done. God's word, God's law always points out, yes, you did this, but you failed here. You're still a sinner. God's law still identifies us as a sinner. And thus Paul continues in chapter 3 in that reading. There is a righteousness in verse 21. There is a righteousness of God has been manifested, that is revealed, shown us. Apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. The righteousness is in what Jesus has done for us, that he forgives us our sins, that his holiness, his righteousness is on us through faith. That's the eternal gospel that is good for all people and in all places. Not what they can do at any given time and place, but what Jesus Christ has done for them, for you, for me. What Jesus has done is good and available and is complete. I don't think I've said it from the pulpit for a little while. I say it often. What did Jesus say on the cross? It is finished. The work is finished. It is, you can also translate it, it is completed. It is perfected. The work is done. The sins are paid for. Our sins are paid for in Jesus. It's not our work. They're flawed. They're incomplete, even our Christian works. But Jesus, he is holy and perfect. And so that eternal gospel is to be directed and view and see Jesus. Jesus calls for endurance himself to his disciples, as John writes, to the Jews who had believed in him. It says in John chapter 8 in our gospel reading, so Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. There were Jews following him, including his disciples, his 12, and others, who believed in him. And Jesus says to them, abide in my word, abide in my teaching. The word has a sense of a branch connected to the trunk of a tree or a plant. You remain put in. If you cut off that branch, if you cut off that part of the plant, it dies. It's not connected. But when he says abide, and some translations say, remain in me, remain in my word. Stay connected to me. If you abide in my word, remain in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Right here, in this even short passage, much less all so many other passages, Jesus tells us, you won't know the truth unless you remain in his word. Remain in my word, abide in my word. You'll know the truth. Endurance. Staying in the word of Christ, staying in his teaching. That he has done it for us, that he has cried out, it is finished. That he has made peace with God for mankind, and all who would believe in him have that peace. Jesus calls us to remain in his word. The Jews, it's so funny when people ask questions because they kind of conveniently forget part of the answer, and why they're asking, we don't know. But we've never been in slavery. What do you mean, set free? Well, in fact, we know, then they knew too. They had been slaves, it's true. They had been slaves in Egypt. So what are they talking about? But Jesus now teaches that there's something more than a historical slavery. He's telling them this eternal truth. He says, truly, truly, I say to you, anyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. That sin enslaves us. And he wants to set us free from that. He says there in verse 35 of John 8, the slave does not remain in the house forever. You don't have a part of the house, but the son remains forever. So, if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. We sinners, as Paul points out in Romans 3, we can't break out of the sin. We can't obey the law perfectly ourselves. And we need somebody to free us. And that is this righteousness from God that comes through faith in Jesus. That's what we need. That's how Jesus sets us free, to believe in him, to believe that when he said it is finished, that means my sins are forgiven and I'm okay before God. The devil wants us not to endure in this truth. The devil wants us to get sidetracked or to change the teaching, to forget the teaching, to contradict the teaching, whatever it may be. But Jesus says, abide in my word, and you are truly my disciples. He calls us to endure. He calls us to be his disciples. He calls us to be free through faith in him. From Revelation 14 again, here is a call for the endurance of the saints, those who keep the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, continue to work in our lives, in our minds and hearts and souls, that we may look to Jesus and abide in teachings from him, from your holy word, the Bible. Help us not be distracted. Help us not to forget. Help us ever to learn and remember the best that we can that Jesus is the focus of our salvation, and we need what he has done for us. And in him, we are acceptable and forgiven before you. Help us endure all our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you've noticed, up to this point, we have sung hymns by Martin Luther. At least two of them. This one is more recent hymn. but it has that theme of thy strong word. What does God's word do in our lives? Hymn 578.
Thy strong word did cleave the darkness. At thy speaking it was done. For created light we thank thee, while thine ordered seasons run. Alleluia, alleluia, praise to thee, who light dost send. Alleluia, 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 without end. Lo, on those who dwelt in darkness, dark as night and deep as death, broke the light of thy salvation, breathed thine own life breathing breath. Alleluia, alleluia, praise to thee, who light dost send. Alleluia, strong word bespeaks us righteous, right with thine own holiness. Glorious now we press toward glory, and our lives, our hopes confess. Ascend. Alleluia, 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 without end. From the cross thy wisdom shining breaketh forth in conquering might. From the cross forever beameth all thy bright redeeming light. Alleluia, alleluia, praise to thee, who light dost send. Alleluia, to sing thy glory, tongues thy mercy to proclaim, throats that shout the hope that fills us, mouths to speak thy holy name. Alleluia, alleluia, may the light which thou dost send fill our songs with alleluias, alleluia, without end. God the
We pray the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church is printed in the bulletin. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the comfort of the gospel restored to your church on earth through the work of Martin Luther and other faithful pastors and leaders during the Reformation. We praise you that by your rich grace we have come to the sure knowledge that we stand justified before you, not by what we have done, but rather by faith in what your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, has done on our behalf. We implore you, defend your church from all enemies of your saving word. Cause your eternal gospel to be proclaimed in our time to every nation, tribe, language, and people on earth. And graciously preserve your truth for generations to come. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, make us truly your disciples. Keep us in your word, free us from all errors, and make our homes and families peaceful. Preserve all fathers and encourage them for their godly task, that children would be brought up in the fear and instruction of the Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Have mercy on our nation. Give us good and faithful rulers who will govern after your good pleasure. Give us comfort and a right understanding of your rule in this world, that we would not be deceived to think earthly powers will last forever, but have confidence in you alone. Your kingdom come. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Hear our prayers for the sick, the joyful, and those in need. We remember Margaret and Charlotte, Loretta, Carlin, Shirley, Bill, Jason, Gary, Bryston, Keith, Brad, David, Don, Denny, Ruby, James, Violet, Larry, Kathy, Joe, Kim, Lori, and Larry, Pastor Nierman, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin. And we give thanksgiving for baby Miles Everett Young and ask you to bless mother and father, the whole family. Answer their prayers, preserve them by your promises, and bring them safely through this world to everlasting life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have brought us by your word out of darkness of error and into the light of your grace. Mercifully help us to walk in that light. Guard us from error and false doctrine, and grant that we do not become ungrateful and despise your word, but receive it with all our heart and conduct our lives according to it, and put our trust in your grace through the merits of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
We pray Luther's morning prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul in all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We sing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Not deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.
Lord, keep us steadfast in your word. Curb those who by deceit or sword would wrest the kingdom from your Son and bring to naught all he has done. Jesus Christ, your power make known, for you are Lord of lords alone. Defend your holy church that we may sing your praise eternally. Of priceless worth, send peace and unity on earth. Support us in our final strife and lead us out of death to life.